Welcome to Mamahood is a Trip, the podcast where we fully embrace the raw motherhood movement and all of the wild, wonderful, and why is this wet moments. Time to welcome your host, Ashley Cluck, and buckle up, Mama, because it's about to get wild.
Hi, Mama. Welcome back to another episode. If this is your first time tuning in, hi, I'm Ashley, your host. With Christmas just a few short days away, I decided that the best episode I could release today would be a diary entry, straight from my heart to yours, with hopes that you feel seen and that if you're feeling all the feels right now, that it's perfectly okay. Last Christmas, Oakley wasn't even a whole month old yet, and every mama knows that those first few weeks at home with the new baby are a whirlwind of zero sleep, spit up, diaper changes, and endless worry about all the things that you think you might be doing wrong. Thankfully, our family didn't expect us to jump through a ton of hoops last year. In fact, they took care of us and actually brought Christmas to our house when normally it's a grandparents' tradition. This year, I am feeling a different level of stress than I experienced last year. Jake and I recently made the decision that Oakley and I wouldn't be traveling as much, and I'm going to share more details in another episode, but that means that some holiday traditions and traveling I will have to tackle alone. For those of you that don't know, my husband builds power lines, and he's been traveling across the states basically since we've been together. I traveled with him in an RV for 3.5 years, and then, of course, we brought Oakley on the road a few short months after she was born. All of this to say that traveling in a 300 square foot camper with an older baby, practically toddler, is tough. Anyway, listen, last night I was standing in front of my bathroom mirror about to wash off the long-ass day that I had, and noticed how many breakouts I had across my chest and between my boobs. That's a telltale sign of way too much stress for me. And to say that self-care has been put on the back burner would be an understatement. I don't know about you, but I always have these plans to like do all this self-care after I put the baby to bed. You know, do a face mask, shave my legs, maybe listen to a meditation, do some journaling, like all the good stuff, right? 90% of the time I put her to bed, I get my client work done, I pick up the house, I eat dinner, and then I crash on the couch and I scroll TikTok because my mind just can't, I don't know, I just fall, the couch holds me down. That's all I've got to say. And then when it's time to take a shower and, you know, get ready for bed, I'm just so exhausted that it's like I rush through my shower, I barely slap some lotion on my face and body, and then brush my teeth and I'm climbing in bed. So, yeah, I would definitely say that self-care has been put on the back burner lately. And you know what's funny, but not actually funny, is that I have a few mama friends who are in real life and just Instagram friends who are small business owners like me. And based on our own Instagram stories lately, it seems like we're all drowning. I don't know if that's just in the air lately, if it's 'tis the season, but it's like, as I'm recording this, it is December 21st, and I have yet to buy a single Christmas gift, aside from maybe one or two for kids. I've been so buried in client work, trying to meet some serious goals in my business, and I've been working late every night after Oakley goes to bed for weeks, and then, of course, feeding and bathing and playing and teaching and loving on the sweet baby all day long. Mamas, we really do it all. And, you know, I don't remember seeing the mother figures in my life wear stress like I feel like I'm wearing it now when I was a child. I remember the holiday season being so magical as a kid, leaving cookies out for Santa and wondering how all of those gifts got under the tree, and Christmas lights through the park, and all the wonderful, beautiful things about the holiday season when you're spending it with family and friends. Maybe they were stressed, And we just didn't see it because moms are really good at picking up and moving on and doing what needs to be done. On the other hand, I'm just one big ball of anxiety and stress these days. And I'm finding it really hard to slow down and enjoy the magic of Christmas because, frankly, I feel like I'm running around with a chicken with my head cut off. And, of course, finding just the right experiences for our family members because we're doing that versus physical gifts this year. If you haven't listened to that episode about why we decided to do this, you definitely should. I'll make sure and link it in the show notes. Frankly, that doing experiences instead of gifts requires way more thought and brain power, which are basically the same things, but you get what I'm saying. And of course, some of the experiences that I want to gift are like way too bougie for our Christmas budgets, which we're really firm on sticking to this year because we have a tendency to overextend our money on gifts. And like, I wanted to send my dad and stepmom up in a hot air balloon ride. Have you ever looked those up? They're expensive, and I mean, I guess rightfully so, but damn, you know, and it's so hard to find cool shit to do within like an easy 2 to 3 hour driving distance because we live in Oklahoma, and thankfully we're really close to Texas, so 2 to 3 hours, Dallas, Fort Worth area, but I'm working with what we have, and it's the thought that counts, right? And frankly, sometimes just babysitting so parents can have a date night is enough. AKA what we're doing for my sister-in-law and her husband. They have 2 kids. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I know this is short, but as mamas, I know we all have a lot of shit to do. Christmas is literally days away. So I want to wish you and yours a very, very Merry Christmas. And just in case you're wondering, I am a size. Share this episode on your Instagram story. I love you. Until next time, stay well, mama.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Mamahood is a Trip. Be sure to follow the podcast wherever you're listening so you don't miss one Mamahood moment. Follow along on Instagram at Ashley Cluck and head to our website at www.mamahoodisatrip.com to learn more and get involved. Until next time, stay wild, mamas.